Good morning. Hey, I am Tracy Lovejoy, and I am part of the research team on the design team. I get to work with Smuga and the gentlemen and ladies at the back. And I'm just going to talk to you for a few minutes about the people that we had in mind as we designed Windows Mobile. Windows Phone. So the first... I sent it to you last week.
Oh, you didn't put it in the
chat? Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. Do you want me to send it to you right now? I didn't. I thought it was for folks who hadn't gotten it to you. I apologize. It's a pretty easy story. The first thing you guys know, you're familiar with Windows Mobile, and you know that traditionally it was a platform that was really targeted at the business user. And it was very clear as the market was changing, as the competition was changing, that we needed to change the focus from someone totally dedicated to business to something much more holistic. And so that's exactly what we did, is that the target that we had in mind as we thought about Windows Phone was someone that had a very busy life on work and personal side. And so we created personas, which I'll share with you in just a moment, that really embody that notion of living between those and then supporting all the moments that flow in between. So you guys will help us do the job of filling in the gaps of also the folks that maybe we didn't have in mind, which is exciting. So this is in no way meant to be prescriptive, but just want to share with you who we did have in mind as you get to play with the platform and move forward. Thanks. So there was a target segment based on a large set of quantitative data called life maximizers. And this gives you the top full bullets about a few bullets of who we were thinking of when we developed. So folks that are more settled rather than seeking, people who think of technology as very strategic to help provide freedom, to help them stay up to date, to help them learn. They really value staying connected with family and friends. They're socially active, both on technology as well as in person. And they really place a high value on internet use. Demographically, we were thinking about a broad range of folks, 25 to 50, male and female balance. And so it's a very broad range of people that live very active lives dependent on technology. So these two folks, Anna and Miles, are the people that were boiled down as archetypes to represent this very larger set for people to keep in mind. They do happen to be a married couple. You can see Anna's tagline here, "My life is a balancing act between work, family, friends, and my own personal needs." She worked part-time in a PR firm. She's a busy mom. They had a young son. So really trying to keep everything balanced, and her phone was really pivotal in doing that. Miles, her husband, his tagline, "I love running my life real time, improvising to stay inspired by work, play, and all the relationships in my life." So in terms of their phone and the roles that it played, for Anna, her phone was really helping her move between things. It helped keep her organized. It helped keep her schedule. It helped keep in touch with the people she needed to as she moved through life. And it really just met the basic needs. As opposed to Miles, it's a much more passionate relationship with his phone. And so he wants something that's cool. He wants something that his friends can see and say something about himself, and he wanted to keep up on the latest technology. And so while they share that notion of being busy people and wanting to balance work and life, there's a little bit of a difference of that baseline need in how they think about their phone. So that's all I was going to say today. Any questions you guys have about kind of the people behind the scenes?